AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. and South Korea say they will boost their response to North Korea's persistent nuclear threat. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They unveiled the new deterrence plan during South Korean leader Yoon Suk-yeol's state visit to the White House, where President Biden issued a blunt warning. A nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or its allies is unacceptable.
And will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The plan includes the U.S. docking nuclear-armed submarines in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years.
We're not going to be stationing nuclear weapons on the peninsula, but we will have visits to ports visits.
Through an interpreter, Yoon said the new efforts are needed to reassure South Koreans.
Sustainable peace on the Korean Peninsula does not happen automatically.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A day after President Biden announced he's running for re-election, a Republican, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, announced he is in the race too.
The Biden administration has turned its back on the American worker. To turn our economy around, we have to stop the break-the-bank federal spending that has led to high inflation and rising interest rates.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is rushing toward a vote on his sweeping debt ceiling package. This is New York Republican Elise Stefanik.
President Biden must work with us, who represent the American people, to address our nation's spending and debt crisis.
President Biden says he's willing to talk with McCarthy, but not on the debt limit issue. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over efforts to control Disney property after the company criticized Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. In New York, writer E. Jean Carroll told a jury in her lawsuit against Donald Trump that he raped her in 1996. Trump says it's a made-up scam. This is AP News. Historically, black colleges and universities are adding new sports.
Men's wrestling at Morgan State, women's gymnastics at Fisk and Talladega, men's volleyball at Central State, and women's triathlon at Delaware State, where sophomore Chara Hines says it makes all the difference for her.
It gives me the opportunity to participate in triathlon and still go to an HBCU. And as a person of color, that is a one-of-a-time experience.
The trend picked up after George Floyd's killing by police and the rise in social awareness. Delaware's triathlon coach Hannah Loftus says it's a pivotal moment.
We get to be trailblazers in the sport. Like, this is a once in the history of the sport opportunity.
I'm Julie Walker.
Carolina Panthers coach Frank Reich says he and general manager Scott Fitterer have reached an agreement on which quarterback the team will take with the number one pick in the NFL draft tomorrow night. He won't say who that is until the pick is announced. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.